CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
We're a few minutes after 10 o'clock here on News and Views, so that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this Monday morning?
Man, it is a beautiful Monday morning. It looks like we got some rain coming in this afternoon, which my new little vegetable garden needs badly, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be hoping for rain, but with the pollen count, I was happy to see it come this week.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, everything's yellow.
It really
is. Thanks the Lord for Claritin D.
Yes.
Yeah, but y'all are still fully open, operating. You're stopping by folks' homes for free in-home consultations with Prattville Carpet, making sure they can, you know, I'd imagine, you know, we just talked about paint. I'd imagine people are looking at their flooring stuck at home going, man, I need to change that.
Absolutely. It starts with the paint, and then it all just rolls downhill from there, which means the floors are next.
Exactly. Just do a complete renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, I tell you what we can do. A lot of customers take advantage of, because when you do the floors or you do your walls, you typically end up doing both at the same time. You take the samples to the paint store.
Mm.
Go ahead and pick out your paint. Paint first. Paint's real easy to cover up if it's not right. Then take the sample home and double check it after the paint's on the wall to make daggum sure that floor's right. Because that's not the easiest thing to replace if we don't get those colors correct.
Right, but that's a great idea. You can take the samples, you can get that match that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, paint first. I always tell people, go ahead and paint. They're like, I don't want to paint on my new carpet. Absolutely. Go ahead and get that paint on the wall, double check the colors. And if you go with Mohawk and the color does not work, Mohawk has, every Mohawk product I sell has a guaranteed color satisfaction, which means if you just hate it and it don't work, they'll replace that floor one time for free.
Wow. That's awesome. No wonder you go with Mohawk product.
Yeah.
That's another reason I go with Mohawk product. So every now and then it happens to me. And I'll have somebody call and say, you're not going to believe this. Just does not work. I said, don't fret. Let's pick it out. Let's do it one more time. We got one more shot at this thing.
There you go. There you go. You can have extra peace of mind as you experiment, play around, come up with what exactly you want your home to look like. Folks, if you call 285-8117, you can talk to Ray or his sales team, and they'll set up a free in-home consultation. Come by with samples. They're taking all the necessary hygienic steps here in this Rona crisis, but they're still doing business. Great business for folks here in the River Region. And, Ray, you've got stuff for every budget, and like you said, guarantees because you work with Mohawk for that color matching.
And just give us a call, 285-8117. We'll bring the samples to you. Until we get the right one, if you're not comfortable coming in the store, that's all good. We'll bring them to you guys.
Well, and absolutely. And, folks, and when you do call 285-8117 to set up that free in-home consultation, be sure to tell Ray or his team that you heard Ray here on News and Views in the Morning.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Ray.
Another great local sponsor. It's what makes the radio business really run.
Yes, it does.
That's our bread and butter. And, you know, we've heard from several of our sponsors. Some will get through this better than others. I really feel for the restaurant industry, as we just talked about. But coming up, we're going to get into the ridiculous, I think, over-the-top politics, how some politicians, more so I think those in the political media, are trying to score partisan political points in the midst of this crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. An unfortunate error that happened here locally in the state, as well as we're going to be talking to Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
Update Jack, see how that's going. You know, what is the role of politics in a crisis like this? And whether it's actually seizing on the crisis or trying to do the same political arguments in the midst of the crisis, it'd be interesting to get Jack's take on that. So 272-9228, more News and Views. Second hour of News and Views begins in mere moments.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market, and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, but hold your calls because we have a very important person, a VIP, if you will, on the phone line, the one, the only, my great co-host, Jack Campbell. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's better to be a VIP than an RIP.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Who's there with you?
Eddie Bader.
The indomitable Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Jack?
All right, Eddie. How are you?
All right. That dog driving you crazy yet?
Well, he has co-opted my bed at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the word. The first word is day, and you know what the last word is.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with a C, and if I say it, then I'm mauled. I've actually had him home since last Monday, and it's taking its toll.
I bet.
So yeah. I just wanted everybody to know you're doing all right, and
I'm okay. I do not have the corona, that I know of. I've not been tested, but other than a terrible cold and a residual cough, I didn't have any of the other symptoms of fever and all that stuff. And I have a friend in Texas whose nephew, living in San Diego, has it, and I heard of a couple in Mountain Brook that have it, but and I just know the name. I don't know the people, but anyway, it's pretty rough out there.
Yeah, and, are you staying away from the news?
I think the last thing I saw on the news was Donald Trump cussing out that reporter. I think that's the...
Yeah.
The last, I just can't do it. I watched The Voice of Alabama Politics. I watched it this morning. It ran yesterday. They taped it Friday. It was just Bill and Susan Britt talking about the coronavirus. And, I feel for all of our friends in the entertainment, the bar and restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear from Tim this morning?
We did, yes. And we talked to him and how they're adapting.
Yeah, I had a long talk with him yesterday, and you feel sorry for those people. They don't know what to do. They're making the best of a bad situation.
Right.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, because I don't know how to play this. I'll put it to you this way. We had Tommy Tuberville on last week at a certain point. Also had Barry Moore call in. And,
right.
And mostly what we talked about was the Rona. We talked about the crisis, what's going on, how they're still getting the word out over social media, that campaigns are still going on. But I've not heard too much, traditional politicking going on. I have heard, though, on the Senate side of this race, now it's been moved from the 31st of March to July 14th, if I'm remembering correctly off the top of my head.
That is correct, and I have a real problem with that, but,
Well, what I've heard is Jeff Sessions has been actually still kind of hitting Tommy Tuberville wanting a debate, and there's been more talk of politics and what's going on. I mean, if you were advising a campaign, it would be different if you're advising Tuberville or Sessions. They're in different positions in the polls. With the endorsement of Trump for Tuberville, I think that puts them in a pretty good spot. But if you were advising them in a crisis like this, how far do you go on talking about, the traditional political issues, or how much do you stick to just the crisis and getting through it?
It's hard. I really would not want to be in that position, but if you ask me if I had a candidate in the race, I would just pretty much tell them to put everything on hold. And I think in a case like this, when people are looking for leadership from whether it's the governor, the president, or whomever, you have to be careful attacking your opponent. I don't think it's a good idea.
Right, it can just across as the wrong time, wrong tone for the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think Sessions makes a mistake by attacking Tuberville. And I know that I think he's behind in the polls. I think Trump's endorsement has gave the Tuberville campaign a lot of new life. And I think, quite frankly, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, I think the troika of KIV, Joe Bonner, her chief of staff, and Jeff Sessions all growing up together in Wilcox County and being old friends for many years, I think there was a discussion about when to hold this election. And I don't think that the call had to be made when it was. I think it gives Shelby more time to raise money for Jeff Coleman and to raise money for Jeff Sessions. And I just think it was a little premature to set the election that far back. I would have waited. I think the election was supposed to be held next Tuesday.
Right.
I think an announcement could be made, tomorrow about when it was going to be done. But, she announced it, I guess, was it the beginning of last week?
Right.
Or the end of the week before?
Yeah, the end of the week before, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was premature. I really think it was designed to help Jeff Sessions. Because at the time, Tuberville had just gotten the Trump endorsement. They were riding very high. Had the election been held when it was originally scheduled to be, which would be next week, I don't think there's any question that Tuberville would have beaten Sessions.
Right.
But now that it's on hold and it really does breathe new life into Jeff Sessions. But I do think he makes a mistake by being negative. I think this is a time of the campaign to say, hey, I support the president's measures. I mean, when you have Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom, the New York, California governors, no friends of Donald Trump, but to commend him for the way that he's handled this, I think speaks volumes. And this whole thing that we're going through right now is not a you or a him or a her. It's a we.
Yeah.
And I just think you have to be careful what the tone of your campaign is. And I think it should be one of hope and positivity and all that kind of stuff.
And it's frustrating, even us having this conversation right here and now, it's frustrating that nothing is sacred when it comes to politics. Even things like crises, you have to weigh in the political calculations. And, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate. But if I were advising either of those candidates, I would say keep your message positive. You know, of course, you don't have any. I mean, Tommy's going to talk good about Trump because, you know, he always has. And also that Trump endorsed him. Now I think Sessions will even be more over the top kissing his ass. But,
I think that just shows Sessions' desperation, though. I mean, it's just strictly desperation.
Nobody breathed a bigger sigh of relief for moving that election than Jeff Sessions.
I agree. And this will be two elections that Governor Ivey has kind of put her thumb in the pie on.
Absolutely. The whole Luther Strange election that Bentley had set, and she had to move it. You know, she couldn't stand just rubber stamping something that Bentley, you know, she wanted to make a name for herself and all that, and I understand. But I just think her moving this election to July 14th was certainly premature.
Now, what do you think about a lot of these politicians? I talked to Mayor Stephen Reed on Friday, and I think that went pretty well because he was mostly informative and mostly just thanking everybody who's playing their part well here in the city. But there is some, he kind of hinted at, we might take more actions that night. It was announced that they're shutting down the entertainment districts. To me, I saw that and I'm like, well, that's just piggybacking on what the governor had done, shutting down bars and, dine-in restaurants. But what do you think about this idea that the politicians see their only move as be serious about this issue is to shut things down? It just seems like that's all they have left to show, hey, we're on top of it. We're making sure we're controlling
things. And when you ask them the explanation, it's always, we are trying to contain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We just don't want it to spread. I don't know, what would be wrong with allowing people to take food from an establishment and then to sit outside and consume it.
I don't either.
But I don't see anything wrong with that. But, of course, you can't do it. I think her edict, there can be no on-premises dining, period.
Right.
So if you take a pizza out from Midtown Pizza, they have a place outside, but you can't eat it outside. You got to take it home. Yet you can go to grocery stores.
Right. Or a convenience store.
Convenience stores.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they had gone to pump gas the other night, and they went in to pay because they wanted to get something to drink, and there was a line of like eight people waiting to pay. Well, it's just, and how are they enforcing it?
That's what I'm wondering too, Jack. How are they enforcing it?
Who's in charge of it? The police? Or is it, there's certainly not enough public health officers that work for the Department of Health to run around shutting things down. And the liquor store, now you can go in five at a time, I think, and they have to pick it out for you.
Yeah, it's like chained off right there at the entrance. Yeah, you got to stand there and say, I want this, and this.
It just seems over the top, especially with the liquor stores. It just seems over the top.
Well, somebody told me they went to a pet store, the one that, around the corner from Chappie's yesterday, and you walk in and there's an area that there's gray tape and you have to stand there, and there are three employees at the front, and one of them's a cashier. One of them, you tell them what you want. They go get it. Then you walk over to the cashier and stand in another little taped off area and you pay and then you leave.
That's crazy.
It kind of reminds me of like Nazi Germany.
Right. Well, you got to think Jeff Bezos with Amazon loves that because heck, I could do all that from my computer.
Sure. Sure. And everybody getting home delivery for everything.
Yeah.
And I've had a ton of people offer to, I'll just bring it, leave it at your door. Well, hell, come on.
Well, we were going to bring some eggs by your house and just throw them at the house, but Joey thought that
wasn't
the
best idea. Well, hell, have at it. Have at it. I have Gladys Kravitz living next door. You won't get away with it.
Now, I'm looking at, as the latest number here is 157 confirmed cases as of Sunday afternoon, and I'm sure we'll get the latest numbers. it really is. I mean, most of this is contained to, it's everywhere in the country, but most of the cases are New York State and California.
Dense population.
And, you know, did you see the story, Jack? It was...
There was a cluster of people at one time in Seattle. Has that kind of abated a little bit?
They're still worried about Washington State, but it's not as much as what's going on in, say, the urban centers in California and New York.
Well, and it's like the most cases in Alabama are up in Jefferson County, of course.
Right.
But how many do we have in Montgomery?
I think last I checked, three. That's
three
it.
In Montgomery. We had more in Elmore County than Montgomery. Right. And then I think from there it goes to Jefferson County.
I saw that,
Well, and did you see this story? It came out, Friday night. The mayor of Tuscaloosa said Friday, and this is terrible, but when I saw it, I couldn't help myself from laughing because it is that terrible. Walt Maddox wrote on Twitter that 528 of the 1,043 samples collected from a testing site were not sufficient or spoiled. The term includes samples that lack proper identification of the individuals tested, lack sufficient material to run a test, or not kept properly cold. So you had 1,000 people come there and drive up, and more than half of them you can't use.
Again, it's just ridiculous. Ugh. If you don't have the symptoms, don't go and waste everyone's
time. Well, I think
time.
Druid City Hospital has more hospital beds than any hospital in Alabama, including those at UAB. And I understand they're, like, bereft of supplies, like masks and ventilators and things like that. But I don't know how many people in Tuscaloosa have been tested positive. And it's was it three? I mean, it's not that many.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I don't know. I kind of have a problem with shutting everything down. I understand the reasonings of people like, I don't want people to get sick and die on my watch. So there's like an overabundance of caution, which I kind of understand, but God, it's just hurting people so badly.
Right. And hopefully we'll get a V-shaped recovery out of this. But
all right, so you guys are more on top of it than I've been, because I'm suicidal enough without watching the news.
Right.
But are people saying this is going to, like, crest this week and then level off or something like that?
What the federal government's saying is it's, like, 15 days, and I think we're on, like, day 7 or 8 of the 15 days, and then they'll reassess the situation. That's what I'm hoping. I'm actually on more of the hopeful side, optimistic side of this. That when they say they don't have enough supplies, they're talking about the worst-case scenario.
Right.
Now, there is a clear thing where they don't have enough tests. We went from just diagnostic tests, which you don't have a lot of anyway. But that's where the doctor actually diagnoses you, normal checkup, and you go,
okay. Takes much longer.
It takes much longer, so they move to these screening tests, and then we might move to universal testing. So there has been a problem with, you know, uptick on the tests. But generally speaking, I think that the medical system, especially in New York and California, is flexing quite well to respond to the need. So we may not have enough ventilators for worst-case scenarios, but I think generally we've got it more and more under control, and we'll have more and more information in these next 7 to 8 days. And that's when I'm hoping some of the restrictions will be removed, but we'll have to see how it plays out. What we should have been doing, and I hope they've been doing during this whole shutdown period, is that's when you expand your capacity to deal, because people can't just stay locked up for weeks and months.
Right. No, absolutely not.
But Trump challenged automakers and factories, you know, to say, hey, you said you're good. Let's see how good you are. And you know as well as I do, you challenge the American people like that, and we blow everybody's expectations out of the water.
Yeah. Well, you guys that are still on the radio and keeping everybody informed, that's great. Sorry I hadn't been a part of that, but I'm kind of a high-risk guy at my age and condition, and I just want to make sure that I'm being careful. And, you know, when I had my cold, I damn sure didn't want to bring it up there, because you saw how how it went around on Greg's show a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
But anyway, Eddie, how's real estate right now? Kind of slow?
No, actually, a lot of people, we're still doing a few showings. I'm getting a lot of people want to sell their house, but at the same time, people are calling, you know, that say they live in their house and we've got it listed, you know, they kind of backing off a little bit on the show. And it's just using common sense, using some disinfecting wipes and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I think once this crisis is gone, we're going to take off like gangbusters in just about every which way here in the
well, state and everything. Well, I certainly hope that people's investments like mine, I mean, I worry about that.
Well, I've had a lot of people ask me about rental properties right now, and you know, am I worried about the ability to make their payments for renters to make their payments? And I was a little concerned until, you know, again, the Trump administration has stepped up and said, hey, look, if you've paid taxes or filed your taxes, we're going to give you some money. And rent is going to be one of the things they'll pay, you know, as well as groceries and everything. So at least there is that fail-safe system.
Maybe they'll actually pass the bill today.
That's
got
another
shut
thing
down
that makes
last night.
Sick. Yeah.
And on top of that, you've got senators quarantining, so they can't vote remotely. Yeah. Like Romney, I think, is self-isolating. Yeah. Rand Paul tested positive. He's asymptomatic. But you got to worry about Rand Paul after
he's
that.
He's only got half a lung.
Right.
One lung.
It was taken out after that. His neighbor attacked him and broke his ribs. They had to take some of his lung out. So he's very high
risk. Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's very high risk. Now, he's asymptomatic and fine as far as we can tell, but he did test positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where some of the ugliness came out. It just, you know, you start to think, okay, Americans are in this together, and you see all these good things that people doing. Just random acts of kindness, the basic things that you need to do to take care of one another, then you see the politics re-intrude on the situation. Well, I'm glad Rand Paul got it.
I heard that,
too. It's
just
stuff like that. It's so ridiculous.
I wouldn't want anybody to get it. It's ridiculous, too. At the end of the day, they're still a human, and they're going to suffer. So, but that being said, with the senators being in quarantine like that, they're not allowed to vote? Is that how that's we're working with that right now?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever answered that question. How can they vote remotely? I think Trump put out like a tweet or something today saying he supports that if it's possible. But
it should be. I think we need to look in there.
Well, I know that some people have been taken to vote on a gurney in the past. Somebody, I think, showed up to the U.S. Senate to vote, and they were like in a wheelchair. They just wheeled them from the hospital so they could vote on some crucial issue. But, you know,
kind of like an emperor at a gladiator game. Just give us the thumbs up or the thumbs
down. That's right.
Well, Joey, you know you've seen gladiator movies. Well, how are our callers doing? I miss them.
They're doing well. We've had some the regulars as well as some new folks calling in because of this. It's changed people's schedules, so everybody seems to be doing all right. There's actually, we got a couple folks waiting here on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. They're all curious. Talk too much.
No, they're all curious how Jack Campbell's doing.
A lot of people have asked about you.
Well, I appreciate that. And right now I'm fine. I would have told you a week ago I didn't feel worth a damn. But I'm a lot better, and I'm just being careful. And you'll see me in a few days, that's for sure.
Good
and I appreciate y'all holding down the fort. And of course, I hear about you, and appreciate you checking on me. You know, this old guy over here, I'm just me and my dog.
Well,
and depending on the kindness of strangers.
Well, we're going to bring you some eggs, so you'll hear them hit the
house and some TP.
Well, no. Boy, that's another thing. These people that hoard, I mean, get what you need and get the hell out. You know, I understand that Publix has signs all over the place, like limit one or limit two. But
that's just crazy.
Yeah, because people tend to panic, and I think we're okay. I don't think there's any reason to panic.
Not yet. I think we're good.
Well, and everybody, of course, is Eddie, I hope you've seen the donut video.
Yes. Yes.
Getting real bad out here, guys.
Yeah, it's getting bad. Yeah, I got it over the week, Joey, you know, because I sent it to you. I got it, like, on Friday. And I don't think I've ever laughed as hard in my life.
I've had, like, 10 people send me that video. It's so good.
Yeah, and then Gary G sent it to me again this morning, and I got another laugh out of it. And then the one of the Arkansas school board, the black guy that's cussing out the school board for making the kids stay home.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell, too. But we have to laugh.
Indeed, we do.
You know, because you know what my dad would say in times like this?
What?
The things that he would say to me. Why the hell don't you get out of the bathroom and give someone else a chance?
Jack, it's great hearing from you. And
I'll be back sooner than you probably want me to. My dog heard me say I'll be back, which is the code language for you're not going with me and I'm about to leave. But anyway, thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
All right, take care,
thanks,
Jack
Campbell.
All right, and all of our sponsors, I read the endorsement list this morning, Joey, in my email, and you're doing 9 live spots today. I think one of them's for Eddie, but, you know, keep supporting our sponsors. They're the backbone of our show. They're the reason we're on. They're the reason that Joey can carry on when I'm, you know, laid out. But I know Joey's doing the best to bring you the most current and accurate news, as we always hope to do on News and Views. But you guys hang in there, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack.
Take care, Jack.
See you soon. Look forward to it.
All right, see you guys. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, folks, that's Jack Campbell. He sounds in good spirits,
yeah,
and that's good to hear. We got to hit a quick break here. And speaking of sponsors, this hour of News and Views, as always, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223 is their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. We'll be back with more News and Views from 9 till noon after this.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you and be safe.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
They're selling on Wall Street despite emergency action by the Fed unveiled this morning. AT&T is waiving all wireless voice and data overage fees retroactively to March 13th. Customers don't need to take any action to get this support, according to AT&T, which says it won't terminate the service of any wireless, home phone, or broadband residential or small business customer because of their inability to pay due to disruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, the pandemic is also affecting clinical trials. Drug maker Eli Lilly is delaying the start of new clinical studies and pausing enrollment of participants in ongoing trials. Trials that have already enrolled patients will continue. The company saying they're hoping to ease the burden on participating healthcare facilities. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a big warm-up on the way in the week ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 70s. Scattered showers are likely at times. Maybe a few thunderstorms today and tonight. Tonight, slow down to about 64. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to some sun. Some widely scattered thunderstorms can't be ruled out by afternoon into Tuesday night. It'll be a warmer day, high 84. Mid-80s again on Wednesday. Upper 80s on Thursday and Friday will threaten record highs. And the pollen count level will rise later in the week especially. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Also, this part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. They are still open and operating. I'm going to the Express Fitness 24-7 at Hogan's Gym, the 3331 Harrison Road location. Now, they are operating carefully.
How are you guys doing that, Joey?
Hand sanitizer all over the place, sanitizing wipes all over the place, maintaining the distance between people. When I've gone in there during this crisis, there's not been many people at all. They're keeping it pretty low-key. And, again, wiping everything down, cleaning consistently and almost excessively, but that's what you got to do in something like this. So if you're looking for just a short-term stint, maybe your corporate gym has shut down out of all.
I think a lot of them have,
Express Fitness 24-7 is still operating, but be sure they've got notices, things up that if you're feeling sick, don't come in. They're doing everything they can to still be running, but not,
Well, that's good they're doing that for their members, though, because, people during this time, people still want to work out.
Oh, absolutely. So
I think that's what you've been doing to kind of get through, haven't you?
Yeah, that's part of what keeps my sanity. I get depressed if I can. I'll do some at home, but I'll get some heavy lifts in. Usually hours where people aren't there. I try to maintain lack of contact with folks on the outside, so to speak. But if you're looking for a place to go just to hold you over for a month, or they've got a low sign-up fee, month-to-month rate, you're not locked into anything, they'll work with you during this crisis. Check them out today online. ExpressFitness24.com. ExpressFitness24. That's ExpressFitness24/7. Again, I'm going to Harrison Road location, Express Fitness at Hogan's Gym. Be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. Let's very quickly, before we go to the phones, you know, some funny stories are coming out. Like I mentioned, that, you know, there are people going to the grocery store and going for the last limited supplies of whatever product.
Yep.
And I saw this on Twitter. I hope it's true. I mean, I don't think this is something somebody made up. But it's from a woman named Emily R. King. She said, "My local Costco is out of Eggo waffles."
Okay.
"A man and woman reached for the last box at the same time. Though he, the man, was there first by about 2 seconds, the woman insisted that they, the Eggos, should go to her and her children. I kid you not," writes Emily R. King. "The man, who had his two teens with him, replied, 'Ma'am, let go my Eggo.'"
Oh, he should have won then.
He did.
He's the winner.
Apparently, the woman then laughed and said, "Okay,
what
fine.
What can you do?"
Right. And so there are people, even in the midst of what can be a bit of a tense situation, enjoying themselves. So, yeah, like, we'll get through this, folks. We'll get through it all right. You know, the one thing about the news, we got Fox News on in here. They're talking about number of cases confirmed and total deaths worldwide. Or they'll say number of cases confirmed in the U.S. and total deaths. How about the number of people tested?
Well, Joe, if we throw that number out there, we might get a clear idea of what's really going on.
Right. Trump activates National Guard in hard-hit states. I'd imagine that's for transporting goods
that's
and things
thinking,
like that.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, we'll pull up the article later. Given what the government has done in this crisis, it should make you a bit nervous about what they could do in any sort of crisis. So, jealously guard your liberty while you're taking precaution. I'm taking those precautions, but we should also be aware that there are some malevolent people out there
that would
see a situation like this, and they see it as an opportunity.
Seize power.
So 272-9228. Let's go to Randall really quickly. Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Randall. How you doing, bud?
Man, I heard that, you know, I'm going to tell you, that, I mean, if you wasn't in there, I mean, and you move, people had to know how fast you move for you to sit there 3 hours. For us, or for Joy, it's kind of, I mean, unbelievable, really. And I mean, just thinking about you having to sit still that long, I mean, it just, it drives me crazy thinking about you having to do it. And that's a lot of money, you know, you're missing out on, you know what I mean, a possible money. And I don't get me wrong, I love when Joy lectures us. But, I mean, he don't, you know, he does it so well, he can read through 3 hours and you don't even think he took a breath. And with you there, it kind of humanizes him. And some people might feel like that. I love when Joy gets on the subject.
But strangely, I'm actually the human and he's the android. It's a weird
thing.
But it makes everything click, man. And talking about the news and like how Jack was talking about, I don't think that we need to. I know you hadn't, Joy, but even like Eddie, I think we need to, especially you, Eddie. You've been around all other folks, all type of people, Democrat, Republican, black, white, yellow. I mean, you need to know what they've been told and how they're thinking. Because, see, you take fire trial, for example. You tell her that just session deep state, and she's going to get upset. I mean, that's her man. And, I mean, and she don't want him to lose. And it's just like, I want to, you know, man, we got to look like that on the opposite side of the aisle, too. That people, you know what I mean, they've been pumped full of plays. And if we don't keep up with the plays, and if they cut, you know what I mean, it's making Trump. They either lying about it, and we don't look it up, the dispute, what they're saying on the news, and we just let that anger build up. You know what I mean? 2 or 3 years from now, I mean, you know, if we just all quit watching news, the Democrat side, or what, that's how you want, you know, you think is what's happening. I mean, it's going to be awful. We're going to have two opposite opinions of this United States, period, end of story. I mean, I don't know if everybody cutting the TV off is the right thing now. Maybe now is the time to look at it and see what your brother's being told, and see what your sister's being lied to about, and kind of work through it. You know?
It's funny you bring that up, Randall, because I've talked to several of my friends, and we'll talk about different things like what they've heard from the Democratic side on a slant of thing, and I'll say, well, from the Republican side, this is our slant, And a lot of times we kind of laugh at it because we know there's truth in there from both sides, but you got to dig through the BS to find the common ground.
Well, and that's what's so difficult. Just take this crisis. There is, and you should have, a respectful amount, not a hysterical amount, but a certain amount of fear, just generally the idea of viruses that are very infectious spreading across the globe. That is an unnerving thing to even just contemplate whether it's happening now like it is or not. It's just there is real fear to a very tragic and difficult, complicated reality. And that's what makes it so difficult to deal with the politicians, because what they do is they take that real and warranted, you know, if you're nervous or anxious or maybe a little fearful, and they kind of use it and amplify it, or they act based on how you're feeling. And that can make sometimes it can make a situation better if they act out buns of caution, but it can also make it worse because they take advantage of it.
I think that's just it. I think they do that to make it worse, to take advantage, because, again, most of the time they're just wanting power and more power and unlimited power. So if I can, you know, put we all have a common enemy out there, the coronavirus, but I know more than you because I'm the politician. They're telling me more, and I'm telling you need to be fearful. You need to be fearful. And I don't agree with that.
I think you should have a healthy amount of fear, like you would for anything. But that doesn't mean, you know, losing your wits completely and just saying, "Oh yeah, whatever the politicians say." Or I mean, I think, again, the lesson that I've learned over the weekend is we actually are flexing. And remember who we are. We're the greatest medical system in the world in history. And when you get the smartest people in the world, as well as the richest country ever on the face of the earth, to bring to bear what they can, applied knowledge and technology to the situation, they're going to figure it out a lot quicker than people are giving them credit for.
Yeah. And I think we need to have a healthy amount of skepticism, too.
Yes.
Not just from our government, but from the whole situation. Yeah. Kind of use some common sense.
Yeah, I want to kind of add to the restaurant thing. We got a brewery, a distillery right here in Alabama that switched over to do hand sanitizer.
I saw that.
So, you know what I mean? We just keep on digging, and you can't. That's why we're here, you know what I mean, I guess. And we just got to come together. And you're right, that TV, either we all got to turn it off or we all got to stay tuned and see what lies and our folks are being fed. It's one, you know what I mean? And you're not going to get everybody to turn it off, so. I think we need to stay in there a little bit longer in this game on this TV thing. That way you can look up stuff and have something, especially now you're sitting at home, you can look up the rest of what he said or did they cut something off? Did they, you know, add, you know, man, there's so much playing they do, man, with us and our minds. I don't. Go ahead.
And Randall, I've got homework for you and everybody out there listening who hasn't seen this movie. Go watch, if you're stuck at home, watch the movie called Network.
Great movie.
Really good movie.
Really good
and
movie.
It's more than just the mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore line. It's a much more interesting movie than that. Kind of a commentary on corporatism and everybody watching TV. You can now add to that the internet. It's a fascinating movie that spoke to its own time, but ours as well. And so if you want a movie that's entertaining
as hell. It's a really good movie.
But also makes you think, check out the movie Network.
Yep.
It's on that. I want to. Eddie gonna get a big wooden paddle by any chance for the news and views?
I took a few licks when I came in here with him and Clay,
and he wasn't even in trouble.
No, it's kind of thrown on me the last minute.
Randall, we got to run.
Take care, Randall.
272-9228. Papa John, how are you?
Good morning, guys. It was really good to hear Jack's voice.
Yes.
Yeah, he is one of those that somehow he's going to make you smile. He just has always got that aura about him that life, no matter how trying it may be, there's always, you know, some good in there. I made a Sam's trip this morning, and I'm so glad to report that sanity has seemed to return in some form. You don't need to see people going bananas over trying to pick up stuff, and I saw a few people with masks on and things like that, and that's fine. That's what they need to do to make themselves feel safe. I'm glad they're doing it. I want to tell you, this morning when I got up, and Mama's down seeing the grands for a couple of days, but I went ahead and poured myself a cup of coffee and let the dogs out in the back. I went out and sat down and swing, which is about what I normally do every morning, to have that first cup of coffee. And the first thing I hear is Copper, you know, the rooster.
Yeah.
And he is back there just sitting on top of that 6-foot fence and the enclosure and just crowing his head off, great in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me pause for a minute because I said to myself, you know what? I wish that a lot of us could have Conker's attitude. He's just going to the next day, just like he did yesterday, and the same thing he'll do tomorrow. He's making his way through this and just living it, and there's always perils out there. I've got electric fence around that so that the critters can't get in at night, but during the daytime, the chickens are all out in the back pasture. They're enjoying life. And I turned some ground over the weekend, you know, getting the garden ready. I looked out there, and that sucker flew down off of that six-foot fence and got in that garden that was turned over. And let me tell you what, he was having a ball.
I bet he was.
He was in there. Oh, he was scratching and pecking the whole nine yards. And when I finally let the rest of the chickens out, they made a beeline right to it.
Mm-hmm. So
that's the way we have an organic garden, because they eat bugs and they leave fertilizer. So yeah. It's a good mix.
The circle of life.
I saw today on somewhere that they, even in China, they are reporting fewer and fewer cases, new cases every day.
Right.
So to me, that it indicates to me that we're making a turn here. And if people will be smart about this, that 18,000 figure on the stock exchange this morning, we can make this turn and go right back to 30. If this thing doesn't last, you know, more than a month or 6 weeks, we'll have a full recovery. And I think we'll be better for the whole experience just knowing what could happen.
Right.
And people will start doing the things. I hope they start doing the things you're doing, Joey, and Eddie and I are all. We're trying to keep ourselves healthy, try to eat correctly, try to get some exercise. Don't overdo anything, and just in general, enjoy your world, enjoy life, and, you know, praise God for the opportunities we have and the things that we do have to live with every day, because it's, I don't know how life could get much better.
Amen.
Anyway, guys, y'all keep at it. Good show. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Papa John.
Got to hit another break here, 272-9228. Y'all hold your positions on the phones. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, the whole team, they're working remotely, but they're still on top of it. If you're looking to refinance, they're actually, you know, as far as I know, latest information telling people to hold off, but they'll take your information
and
get you ready that when mortgage rates start to come down, they can refinance when the time is right for you. Or if you are still a first-time home buyer, Eddie's here as an agent. There are people still looking. They're still
looking every day. My phone just went off a few minutes ago when you and I were in here. People still wanting life to go
looking
on.
Looking to sell, looking to buy.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we got inspectors out there. Everybody's still working. We're working very cautiously, you know, and taking care of things by wiping everything down. But life's going to continue.
So if you're a potential first-time home buyer, get pre-approved by Alabama Home Mortgage. And again, Alabama Home Mortgage not only is looking out for veterans, they hooking up with the VA loans that you've earned through your service, but also first responders, police, fire, emergency medical. Alabama Home Mortgage puts their money where their mouth is. As a thank you for your service as first responders will receive a $500 gift card at closing. So there are so many ways you can take advantage of Alabama Home Mortgage. Call them today, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can save safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Never meaning no harm.
272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program.
Beats all you never saw.
Closing out the second hour here on a Monday. I think we'll be going through this for another 7-8 days, another week, let's say. And then we'll have to reassess what we're going to do next. My biggest concern now is not necessarily containing the virus, but how do we recover economically? And I'm hoping we get that V-shaped victory recovery that everybody's hoping for, but we got to get this virus under control first. Let's go to the phones, talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Gentlemen, you know, the Blaze had an article, and I think I saw it in another place as well, over the weekend, that basically said that the guy that was in charge of virology for that area of Italy said that after Trump announced travel restrictions on China and Hollywood did their thing where they called him a racist,
right,
and all that other stuff, that the mayor of Florence went to Twitter and posed with a Chinese person and launched hashtag hug a Chinese person.
Yep.
And all these photos and everything. And it's like, are you kidding me?
That's just, it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. And, you know, I try all the time to make the distinction between the Chinese people and the Chinese government. But it's also basic common sense. If you had somebody, for instance, because the Chinese government dropped the ball, 5 million people escaped their quarantine.
Yep.
I think this was going on before the Chinese government was really wise to it, even, at, you know, let's say before they ordered people to destroy those samples.
Right.
So people are traveling around, and you're literally telling folks, go hug folks from China. Like, you know, I get that we don't want to be racist, but there's also a thing about, you know, common sense. And it's just, it's baffling to me.